SPF equals fail, but the recipient's mailbox has not quarantined or rejected the email. Why? When an email displays ONSPF equals fail result, but isn't blocked by an anti-spam filter, several factors might be at play. Addressing these issues is crucial to prevent threat actors from exploiting security gaps by sending fraudulent emails under your business's name. SPF misalignment tolerance. Anti-spam systems are often configured to consider multiple indicators beyond SPF results when determining whether an email is safe. These systems may prioritize other factors like DK, IM checks, DMARC checks, content analysis, sender reputation, and various filters. As a result, even if SPF fails, the email might still pass through if other indicators are favorable. Soft fail policy. If the SPF record is set to all, soft fail, instead of all, fail, the recipient's mail server may not block a suspicious email outright, but treat it with caution. Anti-spam tools may allow such emails depending on the configured criteria. DMARC policy. A DMARC policy set to P equals none only monitors email traffic without enforcing strict rejection. Even if SPF fails, the email won't be blocked if the DMARC policy isn't set to enforce strict rules. Sender reputation. Some anti-spam filters give more weight to the sender's domain or IP reputation than to the SPF results. Emails from a high-reputation domain may still pass through even with an SPF fail. Multiple SPF checks. Having more than one SPF record per domain can lead to SPF validation failures, yet some systems may still not block the email. Fallback mechanisms. Anti-spam tools use additional checks, like email volume, frequency, and historical data, to evaluate an email's authenticity. If a sender is whitelisted, SPF failures may be disregarded, allowing the email to pass through. Understanding and addressing these factors can help mitigate the risk of fraudulent emails exploiting your domain.